I grew up in Louisiana, and oh, thanks. Yeah. And once in a while, my friends and I would go to New Orleans. It was always a big deal because it was like going to, you know, another world and everything, because we weren't from a good part, right? And when we went one time, I was with three of my friends, and one of my friends was like, oh, we should all go to a psychic while we're here in the French Quarter, right? Because they have a bunch of psychics lined up, right? And so I was like, nah, I'm good. Like, I don't even really believe in psychics. And even if I did, I don't know if I want to know, right? Like, I'm all right. And he was like, no, come on, it'll be fun. Let's do it, right? So sure enough, he convinces all three of us to go ahead and do it. And there's lots of different psychics lined up. There's some people that are, like, reading palms. There's some people that have tarot cards. There's some people that are just staring at you like, oh, you know. And so, you know, I sat at a tarot table, right? And I don't know anything about tarot cards at all. Like, I don't know what the process is or anything, but I went ahead and I paid the lady, because you got to pay up front, right? They can't just be like, here's the future now. And so I went ahead and paid and everything, and then she started, like dealing, right? And so, and I didn't know. So I did, when she had dealt a couple, I just scooped up a couple. And said, cause I don't know how to play, right? And then she was like, don't do that. And so then she redealt, and I kept my hands to myself this time. There was one car she got to where she just went, ooh. She went, ooh, and then scooped up all the cards, grabbed her tablecloth, and walked away. I was like, I paid you for $5 worth of future. You got to say something. That's not, you can't just walk off. What? Because now I feel crazy because I just paid $5 to believe in that now. I don't know what she saw. My friends are next to me. They all getting their palms. Oh, yeah, yeah. Then they get done. And they're like, what about you? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know anything because she walked away. She can't just. And they were like, oh, maybe she was a scammer. I was like, maybe. She didn't even try. It's the future. You don't know. You don't. I can't prove. Do you know what I mean? Make something up. Even if you saw something terrible, lie to me. I won't know. And so then they were like, oh, well, you know, stuff happens. It's just $5. I was like, nah. Nah. So I sat down with another psychic. I was like, hey, can you help me? And she's like, what are you looking for? What do you know? I'm like, no, none of that. I need you to find. I need you to track down one of you so then you can tell me what she saw. You know, like in the 80s movies when somebody would get in a cab and they'd be like, follow that car. I was doing that. But with the psych, because I was like, you need to track her, because she walked off with the tablecloth and everything. I don't think she's coming back. Like, I need you to see what she saw to just. And she was like, oh, it doesn't work like that. I was like, how does it work? We are dealing with an emergency here. Because she didn't just go, ugh. She was like, ugh. Like, it doesn't look ambiguous what's about to happen next. You need to know what it is. There's an interesting thing that's happened over the past, like, 2 years, I'd say, where everyone has built out categories for people who are famous, right? So there are some people that are like that old Hollywood type of famous that's kind of disappearing. You may never get another one of these again, like Brad Pitt level famous, right? Like, we don't know if that'll ever happen again because the internet has split us so much that, like, there's very few hardcore blockbuster movies that just everyone went to see. And when they are happening, it's like still factions of people. And it's not the same actors in the same movies every time. So, like, the closest we've probably got is, like, Timothy Chalamet. You know what I mean? Like, he was in Wonka and then Dune 2 and, you know. And then something else at the same time. It was just, it felt like everybody in Hollywood. I remember that time because for those period of months when I was going to the movies, it felt like everybody else in Hollywood got sick. And it just, it felt like they just kept calling, like, no, we need you to do, or the movie won't come out. It's like, okay, then he's Wonka, then I know where he's a Fremen. And he's like, you know, it's like, it was just a lot, right? And then you have people who are like, yeah, that old Hollywood famous. Then you have people who are more like internet famous in a way that may stick or may not stick. So you have people that have like millions and millions of followers on Instagram or on YouTube or whatever. So they're technically as famous, if not more famous, than the old Hollywood people, right? Because these people were picked by the people, you know what I mean? Whereas the other people's sort of their success feels like studio, feels like, you know, a machine driving it or something. And then you also have lengths, right? Like lengths of fame. So there are some people that are famous the way that, like, they will be as famous as long as, like, a turtle lives. Do you know what I mean? Like, they'll be famous for so long that they'll actually die and still be famous after they're dead because people keep watching their movies and they're in classics and stuff. So it's like those, like, Marlon Brando types and stuff like that, where even if you don't know who they are, even if you can't picture it, you know what they've created, you know a part of what they did while they were here, you know? And then there's people that are famous for a shorter amount of time. It's still substantial, but it's not the same amount. So people that are famous like lifespan of a dog. Like it's still quite a bit of time. You know, there are people who were like super famous in the 90s who are less famous now, but if you saw them in a grocery store, you'd be like, ah! Don't move. You were in something. You were in, I know your fate. You were in something. And then there are people that are famous for like the lifespan, and this is sadly most of fame. There are people that are famous for the lifespan of like a goldfish. It's here and gone, right? If you blink, you'll miss it. They were famous for like a week, you know? They really subscribe to that 15 minutes, in a sense, you know? Because you don't even really remember why they were famous, and then someone has to like go on and on about the thing that they did. Like, I don't know her name, and it's not, I'm not picking on her or anything, but just as an example, it's like that one girl that was on TikTok that hit her hip on the bedpost. It was like, ah! And it's like, I don't know who she is. I don't know where she is. She could be here. But I wish her well. I'm not saying this as in like a, it's a dig on her. I'm just saying that that's what happens. Is that now that algorithms are ruling the world and ruling how we see the world, how we see perspective from other people, and how we like take in any form of media, right? I think that those are like the three levels, you know? So there are people who you think are gonna be goldfish and then they end up being dogs. And we haven't lived long enough to see if a goldfish is ever gonna become a turtle. But it's like here today, gone tomorrow, and it'll sweep the entire country. It might sweep the world for like a week or months. You don't know when it's gonna end, right? Like I can't tell if the Hawk Tua girl is a goldfish. or like a dog, right? Because like, because this is my thing. Okay, if somehow you don't know the phenomenon that is the hawk to a girl, basically, very quickly, it's something that took over the world for some reason. Where, you know, people do those street interviews on Instagram and YouTube and TikTok and stuff, and basically they walked up to this one young lady who was out with her friend, and they were like, what's one thing that drives a man wild? And she was like, you gotta go hot tool and spit on that thing, right? And in a few sentences, she captured the hearts... the hearts and minds of America in a way that sadly a president never could. And I think one of the reasons she blew up, because a lot of people accused her of being a plant or this being like some weird thing as soon as it happened, but I think that one of the things that propelled her to where she is now and what pushed her in so many different algorithms, because she blew up on Twitter, on TikTok, on Instagram, on YouTube, and then there were like derivative things of her after the fact, and then people were trying to figure out who she was, all this stuff, right? And I think that it's because most of what creates anything and what drives algorithms is discussion, right? If you can get people to argue, you're getting people to comment. If you're getting people to comment, this soulless, faceless algorithm just sees that a lot of people are talking about it, so then it pushes it to more people to talk about. Because all they want is your attention. They just want to keep you where you are right now in your phone, right? So then people saw it, and then there were people who immediately hated her. Like, just in a way that's like... not, and this isn't a soapbox thing, just I'm saying I witnessed it. They hated her in a way that we only seem to hate women online. They hated her so much. And I think a lot of people hated her because she was right. But I don't know. I mean, some people hated her immediately, and some people loved her immediately. Some people thought she was the most endearing, so sweet, so funny, so genuine, because that's another thing that people are attracted to in a world that feels like everyone has a very cold and calculated outreach plan or way to get you to buy something or way to keep your attention. It just felt like somebody walked up to her and she talked and she had fun. She was out all night with her friend and then she left, right? And I think that that level of being genuine really captured people in that moment, right? And so now, and I don't know where she goes from here. Apparently she's like getting a show, and apparently there's going to be like, I don't know, a bunch of stuff that happens. There's already people who have like paid her to appear and stuff like that. And then you saw people get mad about that. There were some people that were like, that's so unfair. She was just talking, and now all of a sudden she has stuff, and then that kept it going. And people don't seem to realize that, like, what keeps her going is us talking. Not in a bad way. I'm not saying a diss on her or anything. I'm just saying even right now what I'm doing is keeping her in the algorithm forever. I do wish her well, though, because I think that especially if you are at, like, sadly, if you're at, like, a goldfish level of fame, you don't really know why you're here. Kind of like the goldfish in the bowl that's swimming in a circle. Not really sure where it's going or if it can go anywhere, or just, I'm just here, you know. I used to be at a fair and now I'm at this dude's house. You know? 'Cause when you aren't known for a thing, when there's not, at least we used to have these turtles because we used to prop up people who were famous as these demigods. And we still do it. We do it in different ways now, because now there isn't just like old celebrity. Now there's like digital creator. There's influencer. There's all these different people. But we still do it to people where we like deify them in real time, right? And I think that before, it was always attached to a skill. So it was always like Marlon Brando is the most brilliant actor of all time. Orson Welles is this incredible director, right? All of these people are absolutely deified. deified in their skill and what they do. So then even the people that want to reach their heights, whether it's fame or just skill, they want to get to that level. And it's something that may never be achievable, right? And then when you're like dog famous, you just, people stop calling, right? Like, it's like I was available for parts, but I don't know. Like I didn't want to take the steroids, so then Marvel was like, no. You know, and I wish her well, because I think that it's a terrifying thing to just have everybody think they can get something from you or want something from you immediately, and you don't really know why, right? And you don't know how to keep what you got. Maybe you can turn it into something, you know? Like, who knows? Maybe I is an actress now. Like, I have no idea. Maybe it is a start to something, or maybe it just petered out because, you know, that was a moment in time, right? Because it's just hard. Because then if you're out one day, no one talks about that. No one talks about what becoming like unfamous is. You know, people that are famous actually then they turn to becoming infamous just to keep some level of normalcy of where they were, right? That's why sometimes in my opinion, you see people who used to be more famous, all of a sudden they lose their minds. Right? Like you'll just be on Twitter one day and see like Randy Quaid said something. And you're like, okay, all right, that's what he's up to now, all right. No. Because I think if you don't really know why you're there, and if people aren't actually around you, protecting you, nurturing you, and taking care of you, right? Because we don't, I mean, unless she's here, we don't know Hawk to a girl. Like, just, we don't know what she wants out of all this or something. It was just sort of thrust upon her. And she said, she's like, I quit my job immediately and I just started taking meetings and stuff. And I'm like, good for you, but also like, be careful, you know what I mean? Because if you don't know why you're here, you don't know how to stay. And then you get treated like a goldfish after. After a couple weeks, and you get, you know, next thing you know, that's not a regular bowl. It's a And by the way, I hope that doesn't happen. I hope that she gets to use whatever springboard she wants or like landing pad that improves her life. Because also, she didn't necessarily sign up for this thing. Somebody just asked her, what makes a man go crazy in bed? And then she knew, so then she answered, right? Like, that's... I went to a... years ago, when I was with my friends back home in Louisiana, I went to a buffet. And this is a buffet before COVID, right? So this is a buffet that we just didn't know was nasty yet, right? Like COVID, you know, just gives you a different perspective on things that are like communal, right? Because a buffet is just family style eating, but it's with the public. Because you've had meals with your family before, and then you got that one cousin that's nasty, right? So then you're like, can someone please pass the mashed potatoes? And then they get ready to pass the mashed potatoes. You're like, ooh, not you, right? And then they grab the bowl and go to pass you, but they got their thumb in the bowl so they can get some grip on it, right? And then you're like, don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, that's... Scoop it up, grab it from the bottom, hand it to me, because now it's thumb potatoes. So that's what it is. This is a buffet. It's just, you know, with everybody. And I even tried to give a buffet a shot post-COVID. And I To be fair, maybe I wasn't being fair. Maybe I judged too quickly. But I basically walked in, and somebody who wasn't even at the food, just somebody at a table coughed, and I was like, forget this. This is... No, but this is years ago. I was in Louisiana with a few of my friends and went to this buffet. Now, this buffet did something special where basically they had the whole buffet and you could pay for that, or you could get a box. And if you got a box, it was a lot of the things that were at the buffet you could pick and choose, but it was food that came out of the kitchen, right? So it didn't feel like you were participating. And so I would always get a box, and there was one day they had a special, right? So you could get a box, and then for a dollar, you could get double meat, which I realize now as an adult is not a deal. Because meat should never be a dollar, right? Like... Because you told me the whole box was $13. And then they were like, for $1, we'll just double it up. That means that all the meat is 50 cents. These margins are too tight for you to just be giving away all this meat for a dollar, right? This is horse. It has to be. All the meats that I know of cost a little bit of money, right? This. And so I was young. And I was naive, and so I was like, ooh, hit me with that double meat. And so sure enough, they get me the box. It's packed, right? And there's just a ridiculous amount of meat, a bed of rice, some veggies on the side, and like a little treat in one of the little compartments, right? And so we all sit down to eat, and I am loving life because I'm eating like a king for like $13. Had a coupon. And everything's well and good. We even leave. And about 40 minutes later, I get a pain. But the pain is not in my chest or my stomach. The pain is like in the middle, like right here, which is terrifying. Cause I was like, I shouldn't get this till I'm 58. Like this is too specific of a spot. Like it needs to be like, you know, like head, shoulder. You know, I mean, like you, all the pain should have a section, right? And like, it either needs to be stomach ache or heart attack. I don't want whatever this is. This is an insane region to have this much pain. And so then I'm doing all types of weird movements trying to like make the pain decide where to go. Like I'm trying to either push it up or knock it down or something. Like I'm cramping up, but it's like right, it's right here. And I've never felt anything like that before. And so then I have like a little... I don't know, I do some motion and the pain just gets even tighter here, right? And then it starts to hit my stomach and so I run. I didn't even know I was fast. I run. I run to the bathroom, right? And I run to the bathroom and I'm glad nobody was in that one because I kicked the stall door open, right? Cause we're in crunch time. This isn't a no. Yeah, you know I mean, like we're pushing at least, right? And so I run up and I kick the stall door open, which you should never do because those stall doors bounce back, right? So I kick and boom and boom and boom, and then I get up off the floor, right? And I get in the stall, and then I sit down, and it's still just like, it's all right here. And I'm like tearing up. It hurts so bad. I don't know. I can't even describe it because I've never felt anything like it since. And I'm just like, I'm still trying to do the movements, like push the pain to make sense. You know what I mean? And I've been praying, by the way. I've been praying for like... I've been praying for a long time because you know, okay, you ever in the bathroom and you start to pray, but you're not even praying about anything related to what you ate. You're like, you're praying about something you might have got away with when you were little. And you were like, Lord, I'm sorry I took it. I didn't think they noticed. It's my bad. I won't do it again. Just, that's got to be what this is about, because this is too specific. This is like an inch below the nipples pain. Just hurting, right? And then I can't help it. I'm like audibly making noise. I'm like, oh, I think this is what the psychic saw.